795 Barry Jukes II seeks a special use exception to operate a rifle pistol range not to exceed 5 years. The section is 115-23 and 115-210 of the Sussex County zoning code. The property is located on the northeast side of Hammer and Chisel Drive, approximately 1,270 feet from Duke's Lumber Road. The 911 address is 29091 Hammer and Chisel Drive in Laurel. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 232, map 8, parcel 5.08. The applicant is seeking a renewal. The Board of Adjustment previously approved the same use by case number 11031 and 12049. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, one at a time?
Evan Rogers, Laurel, Delaware.
Your address?
11460 Chipman Pond Road.
Barry Jukes, Laurel, Delaware, 29091 Hammer and Chisel Drive.
And you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
I do.
Thank you. And Ms. Norwood, just for the board's benefit, this is again for a temporary special use exception for up to 5 years.
Correct.
You may present your case, sir.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Evan Rogers, and we are here before you to request a renewal for a special use exception in reference to a firearms range. Mr. Jukes and I have owned and operate a firearms training business. We've been in operation for approximately 10 years now, and during that time, we have used this property for the firearms training portion of it. We welcome any questions that you may have, concerns regarding to it, but the intent is here to request that permit.
Has there been any complaints from the neighbors in the past?
Not that I've heard.
Will this be your third time now? You've gotten the special use twice before, is that right?
This will be our third.
Okay.
Well, the original would be the first, and so we've renewed once, so this would be our second renewal.
Right, third time applying?
Yes.
Are you still only using it on Saturdays?
Yes.
Is it only being used for your business, not for other people?
Just private, yes. We don't have a dues or public range, it's just for us.
What hours do you use it?
Primarily from the early afternoon.
Yeah, 12 to 2.
Okay, so not late at night or early in the morning or anything like that?
I will say we do training for security companies, and they require an evening training, but our policy has been to make sure we do that before daylight savings kicks in. So either early winter, spring, late fall, winter, to make sure that we're doing it between when it gets dark quicker. So it's between 7:30. Usually it's only once per year for the security companies.
Same berm, nothing's changed there?
Nope, same.
Any other changes we should be aware of?
No.
All right.
Any change in the traffic, or you see anything changing in that regard?
No.
We're pretty fortunate, it's pretty much all family right around, so we don't get too many complaints.
Mr. Sharp?
Just to kind of clarify the record, because we do have your prior findings, I just kind of want to go through it and make sure that you've touched on some of this, but we want to make sure the record's complete. Is the business still East Coast Defense?
Correct, yes.
And you, I understand that both of you have taken NRA firearms instructor programs?
Yes, correct.
And I think, Mr. Rogers, you said you're a law enforcement officer?
That's correct. Also firearms instructor for the state of Delaware.
And there's been no injuries at the range that you're aware of?
No.
And it said here you only use it about once or twice a month, is that still?
Correct.
Consistent? The that the it says here that you have about 10 classes a year. Is that still is that still an accurate number?
That's approximately an accurate number. Yes.
And then the berm is 12 feet tall and modeled to NRA guidelines.
Correct.
And there's still a wooded area behind that berm?
Correct.
No housing behind the berm for miles?
Correct.
You don't believe it'll have any substantial adverse effect on neighboring adjacent properties?
No.
And this is for handgun training only?
Correct.
Is that right? So you're not using rifles or shotguns on the site?
We do not currently teach any rifles or shotguns.
And Mr. Rogers, do you still live on the site?
I do not. Mr. Dukes does.
Okay. May have been a mistake on the prior one. And then how many shooters are allowed at the same time?
We'd like to keep it around under 10, depending on how many firearms instructors we have at the time. We've had it up to about 15, but usually we keep it around.
But do they shoot at the same
no.
time? How many do you have shoot at the same time?
At the most, we usually do about 10.
All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
How long were the previous two time spans as far as max?
5 years. 5 years. Okay. They had testified then that they were operating on Saturdays from 8 to 4 about once a month, sometimes more, but generally once a month.
Does that conclude your presentation?
Yes, sir.
Thank
yes.
you. You can have a seat if you'd like. Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Operator, is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case 12795 for Mr. Barry Dukes II?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
Thank you. Anything else from the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 12795 for Mr. Barry Dukes and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve case number 12799 for Mr. Dukes for the requested special use exception for 5 years, pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing, because the proposed use will not substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties.
Second.
Motion and a second. You said case 12799. You meant 12795.
12795.
All right. I have a motion and a second. Dr. Carson?
Aye.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
Mr. Warfel?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too. So the vote of 4-0, your case is approved.
Thank you, gentlemen.